So let's go through the steps on page 6 in detail. First step, we get into rapport with the client. And then just like with collapse anchors, we set the frame with the client. We say, in a moment, I'm going to do a process called chaining anchors. We'd explain what chaining anchors does, why we'd want to do it. And that will necessitate that I touch you on the knuckles and then ask them, is that okay? Then we want to identify the undesirable present state, e.g. procrastination, and decide on the positive resource end state, for example, motivation. Step 4, we then design the chain. So we decide upon what intermediary states are needed to lead from the present state to the desired state. On the next track, I'm going to go through in detail the criteria for designing the intermediary states. So let's take it that we've designed our chain at this particular point in time. Then step 5, we elicit and anchor the first state. That's the present state. We'd anchor that on one of the knuckles. In chaining anchors, we may actually need to stack the present state. Because although somebody might have a problem with procrastination, it might not be a very intense state for them. And we do need the states to be intense. So unlike collapse anchors, where we only anchored the present state once, in chaining anchors, we might actually stack the present state, as in stack a number of different times when they've procrastinated in the past. Then we stack each of the states, including the present state, if necessary to ensure the anchor is suitably intense. Then we break the state. Can you smell popcorn? No, maybe not. Then step 8, we repeat 5 to 7 for each of the subsequent states. So we'd stack each of the states on a separate knuckle. And normally what I do is I go from the little finger knuckle all the way around maybe to the first finger knuckle or maybe even to the knuckle for the thumb, which means that I've got all the states nicely lined up sequentially on the back of the client's hand. Remembering to break state in between each state because we don't want to chain the states too early. Then we test each one to make sure the client goes into each state when we fire the anchor off and to make sure that each of the anchors is sufficiently intense. Now we're ready to actually chain the states together. So what we do here is we fire anchor number 1, we watch the client, and when we see the first state reach its peak, we release the first anchor and immediately fire the second anchor. We watch the client. When we see the second state reach its peak, we release the second anchor and immediately fire the third. Watch the client again. When we see the third state reach its peak, we release the third anchor and fire the fourth. And then if the fourth is the final state, then we keep the fourth one, the final one, anchored for a further 5 seconds. Now it's time to test. So to test, we fire the first anchor. And what we should see is the client go straight into the desired state. For example, motivation. We will either see them immediately go into motivation, or we'll see all of the states that we've actually anchored go very, very quickly in sequence with the client finishing in the desired state. Then, further test, we ask the client, can you remember a time in the past? A time in the past, which if you thought about it previously, would have caused you to feel that old feeling of whatever we're working on, procrastination, and notice how you feel differently now. Then the future pace, can you think of a time in the future, which if it had happened in the past, would have caused you to have that old feeling of procrastination and notice how you feel differently about it now? That's the chaining anchors process.